share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Social media now acts as a powerful tool for women to share their experiences and warn others from being harassed by random men in public spaces. Recently, a woman named Reen shared a video on her TikTok of her encounter with a random man who harassed her at a bus stop. In the video, an Indian man can be seen to be sitting right next to Reen at a bus stop. Reen had told him that her name was Farah. The man tells Farah to come closer to him, to which she refuses. He then asks why not. He even asked Reen inappropriate questions such as whether or not she was married and where she lived. Shockingly, he even knew where she worked at, despite not having asked Reen. What's even worse is that at times, he can be seen trying to touch Reen. He eventually left Reen alone when his bus arrived. How it happened. Speaking to World of Buzz, Reen explained that the incident actually happened on the 6th of March at Kapar, Klang, but she only just remembered that she had the video, leading to her posting it. I had just got back from work at 5:30 and had to wait for my sister to pick me up. She will always arrive at 6-something. So I had to wait for half an hour. At first I waited for her in front of the bus stop, she explained. Suddenly I saw this one Indian man who seemed weird. 5 minutes later, he suddenly got up and stood next to me. I let him be because I thought that the bus has arrived. But no, it started to rain, so I decided to take shelter at the bus stop. I'm the type of person who always wears earphones in public, so I just minded my own business. Suddenly he got closer and closer. Not long after that he asked me for directions. I answered his question and he asked more and more questions, she added. Reen said that what scared her the most was that the man told her that if she were to reject his love, he will go find her at her workplace. He also forced me to say, I love you, to him back, which made me uncomfortable and also used vulgar language and gestured obscenely. Speaking on the impact that the incident had on her, Reen said that she feels emotionally traumatized. My whole body was shaking even after he left. User's victim blamed her. Although plenty of TikTok users offered their support towards Reen, some decided to victim blame her for even entertaining the man. Why did you entertain him in the first place, said one user. Another commented, maybe he just wanted to have a chat. You entertained him, well done, said another user. Reen's response. Reen said, I still do not understand why netizens out there still have the audacity to blame the victim after what happened. It's not like we want to be treated this way. Victims are sometimes wrongfully portrayed as passive individuals who seek out and submit to the violence they endure. Victim blaming can have many negative and devastating effects on the innocent victims, who have been deemed at fault even though they bear no responsibility for the crime which has been committed against them. I think netizens should stop blaming the innocent victims, she stated. Watch the video below. At Reenataja, Sempendal Hamlau. Take care, goddess, goddess D Luar Sana red heart hash FYP she hash XYZCBA hash stop sexual harassment loudly crying. Musical note original sound. Reen. We hope that more women stand up and take action against those who harass innocent women. And to those who victim blame, would you say the same thing if it were to happen to your mother or sister? Also read. If you don't have a BF, sit with me. Majin harassed while eating alone in PJ restaurant. Source. TikTok source. TikTok source. TikTok source. TikTok source. TikTok source. TikTok source. TikTok. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.